It's a crazy feeling, coming back to school after a super Christmas vacation and having a new teacher, a man teacher with shell-rimmed glasses and a head that's bald in the middle, and who has one all-gold tooth right in the front. Seeing that gold tooth made me think of Dragonfly, whose large front teeth were much too large for his very small face. Well, school had been going on for a while, and it was maybe after 11 o'clock, and the first grade was up on the long bench in front of Mr. Black's desk, with different ones in the first grade standing whenever Mr. Black told them to and coming to stand beside him, where he sat at his big desk, and reading out loud, making it hard for the rest of us to study, which it always is in a one-room school anyway. I looked across the schoolroom to Dragonfly, who was next to the wall beside the front window, and he happened to be looking at me at the same time. He had a mischievous grin on his always mischievous face, and just as I looked, he folded a little piece of paper and slipped it across the aisle to Poetry, who slipped it across another aisle to Circus, who slipped it across to me. Mr. Black was very busy, and I had already made up my mind that because the lenses of his glasses were very thick, he probably couldn't see back in the schoolroom very far, but could see better while he was reading. I was supposed to be studying geography at the time, and I had my big geography book standing up on my desk in front of me. It was the easiest thing in the world for me to unfold the note Dragonfly had sent across to me and read it without Mr. Black seeing me do it. And this is what I read in Dragonfly's crazy handwriting. Some people have their hair parted on the left side. Some have it parted on the right. Others have it parted in the middle, and still others have it departed. Well, I mean, it was an old joke, which I'd heard before, but it was the funniest thing I'd thought of for a long time. And because I'd been sad or mad nearly all morning, when I read that crazy note in Dragonfly's crazy handwriting, I couldn't help but snicker out loud, which I did. Well, I'm sorry to say, Mr. Black was not only able to see all over that one-room schoolroom, he was able to hear all over it, too. All of a sudden, he jerked up his bald head and looked right straight toward me and said, "Young man, you may stay in after school tonight." Which didn't sound very good on account of my dad's wanting me to come home early for some reason. "Also," Mr. Black said, and his voice was a little kinder than it had been, "you may lay your book down flat on the desk." Then he let the little girl Elfinita, who was one of Circus's smaller sisters, sit down on the recitation bench beside another little girl whose name was Susanna. And then Mr. Black pushed back his big swivel chair, stood up, looked out over the schoolroom, cleared his throat, and said to all of us, and maybe to me in particular, "Students of the Sugar Creek School, there is only one rule for you to obey. I will write that rule on the blackboard." He whirled around as though he meant business, looked for and found an eraser, swished it across some arithmetic problems that were there, and taking a piece of chalk, wrote the rule in big letters that could be seen from every corner of the room. "Behave yourselves." Then he laid the chalk down, sat down in his noisy chair, and went on with his class. But every 2 or 3 minutes, it seemed, he would look in my direction, and I knew that I'd started off on the wrong foot. In fact, it was Dragonfly's wrong foot I'd started off on. I was wondering if Shorty Long's pop had not only told Mr. Black we were a bunch of roughnecks, but also maybe that I was the worst one. I tucked the note into my pocket when I could, making up my mind that the first chance I had, I'd tear it into 1,000 pieces and toss it into the big, round, poetry-shaped stove in the center of the room, which was going full blast that morning, making the schoolroom almost too hot for all of us. But the real trouble came when it was time for my...